Hi, and welcome to the Peaceful Revolution Podcasts. My name is Tim Spies, and I'm a follower of the real historical person of Jesus or Joshua of Nazareth. What do I mean by the real historical Joshua of Nazareth? Well, unfortunately, Christians have created many Jesuses to serve their religion and to tell them what they want to hear. In contrast, I do my level best to listen to, practice, and repeat the teachings and truths of the real historical person of Jesus or Joshua of Nazareth, as his words can be found in the four books known as Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The purpose of the Peaceful Revolution is to change people's lives and thus bring about peaceful revolutions, to bring them, to bring you, dear listener, out of the darkness of lovelessness and into the light of true love, to help you escape the self-made cage of fear, self-pride, and selfishness, and enter a new life of truth and great and meaningful purpose, something much greater than living for money and material security and entertainment, which is probably what you're doing right now. So this message is going to explain what love is and what love does. So here's how one online dictionary defines this most important concept of love. And by the way, before we get to the dictionary definitions, I would argue that Joshua treats the concept of love as his highest or second greatest teaching. I would say the first greatest would be his saying that he says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life," and that truth, his truths, will set us free. I would set that a little higher, but love is certainly one of his key and primary teachings. So we'll take a look at his sayings in that in a second. Here's what the contemporary dictionary says of this concept of love. Quote, "an intense feeling of deep affection," or "a great interest and pleasure in something," or "to feel a deep romantic or sexual attachment to someone," unquote. So as you can see, the world's definition of love, and when I say the world, that's another important concept that Joshua teaches that we'll talk about in another message. But the world is the people who reject Joshua and who do not attempt to live out his teachings. So the world's definition there is all about feeling. It's about emotions. That's what the world makes love out to be. It's an emotional thing. And that, unfortunately, that's only half true. And as all great deceptions or falsehoods or lies, things that are half true, of course, are altogether false. That's what makes them so powerful and strong. So if you can redefine love into something that it's not, you've kind of won the war against it, because now, you know, people don't even know what it is to try to love people. And that's really sad and unfortunate. And that's pretty much where the world has always been. The world does not like love, does not want to practice love. So let's look at some of Joshua's teachings on love. This is one of the most popular and well-known. It's in John chapter 3. He says, quote, "As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so the Son of Man must be lifted up, so that whoever believes in him will have eternal life. For God so loved the people of the earth that he gave his only spiritually birthed Son, that whoever trusts in him shall not perish but have eternal life." So there's a key saying of Joshua where it says, "For God so loved the people of the earth that he gave." So there was an action accompanying God's valuing people. Again, the dictionary definition has half truth to it. You are greatly valuing something. They didn't say value these other words, but really value is a great word for love. So that which we value, we love. So God so valued the people of the earth, but he didn't just value, it just wasn't an internal thing inside God's heart. He did something, he took action, and he sent his only begotten or beloved Son, who was, of course, Joshua of Nazareth. So love is defined by Joshua of not just a valuing of something supremely, but it also has action associated with it. In other words, if you love someone, there will be action associated with that. And so the best definition of love from Joshua's perspective is selfless behavior, the action motivated by compassion, which does have an emotional component to it. So let's look at another saying of Joshua. He says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lays down his life for his friends," unquote. Again, there's an action associated with loving someone. When we love someone, when we highly value them more highly than material things and my own selfish pursuits, when we love someone, there's an action. And he says the greatest action is to lay down our life, to give up our physical life in this world to help or save a friend. So again, love is defined by Joshua as that internal valuing. Oh, I really deeply do care about that person. I highly value that person. And therefore, I'm going to take this action. I'm going to, you know, basically in this case, give up my life to help or save my dear friend who I love. Here's the last saying of Joshua. In fact, it's the only one he labeled as a command in all of his teachings, and it has to do with this most important concept of love. He says, quote, "A new command I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another," unquote. So if you think about that just for a second, how are other people going to see that internal valuing of one another? Do they have some x-ray vision glasses they put on and say, oh yes, that person really loves that person because I can see something glowing inside them? No, that's not at all how it works in reality. Instead, love has an action. And so this greatest commandment to we his disciples, those who are followers of Joshua of Nazareth, is that we love one another, and that love will have practice to it. We will actually care for, help one another in daily life. This world is a cold, dark place. If we have the light of Joshua's faith in us, if we have faith in him and we have his light, for he is the light, then we will be extremely glad to meet other people who want to practice love with us, because that's Joshua's, arguably, his close to his top teaching. So the disciples will love one another. We will not just say, oh, we love one another. We won't just sing about it in a building and go walk out to the parking lot and go back into our little selfish, autonomous lives where we're chasing after money and doing material worship and chasing after material things. That's not at all the life that Joshua of Nazareth laid out. He said, we will love one another. We will lay down our lives. I mean, if we're not willing to come together and live together as brothers and sisters and mothers and others and have a collective life, a community, an actual real community of people that are caring for each other, if we're not willing to do that, how are we ever going to be willing to lay down our lives for one another? And that's, of course, the great deception. So to close this short message, love is not merely an emotion as the world defines it. It has a living behavior aspect to it where we will at least want to be with those who we claim to love, and we will practice love together in this life. We will help one another. We will care for one another. We'll help each other in all things, whether that be the lesser work of planting a garden or important, the greater work of going telling people about Joshua. So again, love is not merely an emotion. Rather, the best definition of love is selfless behavior motivated by compassion. And yes, compassion does have an emotional component to it. Thank you for listening to this message. Please visit our website on our YouTube channel, which can be found on the website. If you search your heart and find you would like to be part of the Peaceful Revolution, please give me a call so we can talk. My number is area code 417-399-5542. The lights, peace be with you.